Afghanistan today laid to rest one of its top leaders. Vice President Mohammad Qasim Fahim was buried in Kabul. Officials said he died of natural causes on Sunday at the age of 57. Fahim was a former military commander who helped the U.S. oust the Taliban after 9/11. Mariam Aman is with the BBC Persian service in Kabul. So the head of a think tank in Kabul called the late Vice President Fahim one of three key powers in Afghanistan in recent years, along with President Hamid Karzai and the Americans. Is that too much to say? I mean, who was Qasim Fahim?
Well, I don't disagree with that saying. And it seems that Marshal Qasim Fahim has been in power for almost 13 years. But before that, he was part of the resistance forces under Commander Massoud, who was killed by Al-Qaeda, allegedly Al-Qaeda members, who killed him on the 9th of September. After the 9th of September,
9th of September 2001. That's Ahmed Shah Massoud you're referring to.
Indeed. When he died, Commander Qasim Fahim got the power and he became the key player in the whole political system that we are witnessing, from jirgas to the conferences to the political appointments to the relations with West or in the region, anything you name it. And he played a key role in everything.
I mean, being the successor to Ahmed Shah Massoud, he was a lightning rod. So was Qasim Fahim also controversial? Does he have blood on his hands?
From early 90s till Taliban took over most parts of Afghanistan, he was a key player in that government, which was led by President Burhanuddin Rabbani, which was killed 2-3 years ago. He played a key role and he was the head of the national security. But whether he had a direct hand in blood or whether he killed people, that hasn't been proven, and there has been always allegations.
There was a funeral for Qasim Fahim today on a hilltop in Kabul. I don't know if you managed to see any of that and kind of how he was remembered today.
So today's funeral was a mark of his power, and thousands of people had poured in into Kabul's hilltop. And his body was taken over there, and there were thousands of people paying their last respect to Fahim, everyone calling God is great, and Fahim, we will remember you and we will follow your path. It was an emotional outpour of people who came to Kabul, despite the fact that it's winter and today we had snow last night. But that did not deter his fans to come over from different parts of Afghanistan.
Now, his death comes 1 month before elections to choose a successor to President Karzai, who is barred from seeking a third term. Does Fahim's death change any of the dynamics in the election?
Well, it has been said that Fahim inherited a military side in Afghanistan, which was left by Ahmad Shah Massoud. Although Afghanistan has its national army and police, but there are some traditional way of loyalties that is still in place, and Fahim enjoyed all of those. He still had a lot of influence over those forces. He kind of played a mediator role, both the government and for those forces who were now political opposition. Not armed opposition, who once were part of resistance forces against Taliban. So right now, his absence in the government leaves a huge vacuum. And we are only, say, 3 weeks to the elections. There is a speculation that the absence of Marshal Fahim in that post will probably cause a lot of problem if the level of fraud is extensive and people contest this election, then there is no such force who kind of would lobby between the sides and would bring a peaceful result to the election. So there are forces now thinking that we should replace him by somebody who might be able to kind of tame the situation and manage it and bring a peaceful result to the election. Well, the election is the main concern after his demise.
Mariam Aman with the BBC Persian Service in Kabul. Thanks very much for talking to us about Qasim Fahim.
My pleasure.